It's Modelo time.
Let's get this shit. Let's get this shit. Let's get this shit.
All right, everybody, we're back for week three.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning. Top of the morning. Top of the morning. Top of the morning.
Week three.
Let's get this shit. Let's
get this shit. No, we're about to start week three. Just finished week two. Got my first dub.
Congratulations. Congratulations to all those who got their first dub. And for all those still waiting, we'll get them next week.
Right, man. Rolly gang, rolly gang. You think you'll get your first win this week?
100%. Without a doubt.
She's hot. Let's go ahead and talk about these past week's game.
Let's do it. Let's get right into it. Into the nitty gritty. Yeah.
All right. Let's start with the first game this week.
We got Commissioner I Hardly Know Her versus Bye Week.
First dub of the season. 111 points. Pretty solid, I think. Bennett laid an egg, though. Bennett did a fat 65.
After dropping 150 the week before, he dropped a 65-er.
Also,
the lowest this week. So,
I mean, regardless, I still probably would have won because of what he did, but I could not have won without Derrick Henry dropping 48.
Yeah, that goes without being said. Derrick,
I mean, if he had gotten Henry, like 20 or something, I still would have won.
Yeah, he picked himself up the ground, off the ground and grabbed his crown.
That's what we need. That's going to continue for the rest of the season.
King Henry was...
He's going to drop 48 points. He's going to average that for the rest of the year.
No, he won't. It's the Titans overtime, I'm telling you. As a previous... Derrick Henry,
you know,
Titans overtime
overtime
goes...
They're getting like two or three overtime games.
I know,
games
and then he always goes off. They also, I think... All of their past
Halloween
games.
Overtime game, they play on Halloween.
All their that'd be interesting. All their overtime games, they've gotten the ball first, and Derrick Henry's run the ball to end the game for the three most recent Titans overtime games, which are one this season, two last year.
So. All right, next game up, we got Chupapi Munyano Davis versus Corb Fucker Ryan. Davis starts out 2-0, projected last. After the draft, per ESPN reports.
Per ESPN, might I say.
He's undefeated. 2-0. Gets a second win. Getting this one over Corb Fucker. I mean, Ryan didn't have the best outing, but Davis scored over 100. That's a solid game.
Yeah, he put up a good 102. Sometimes 102 is all you need to get the victory. It worked for him this week. Good performance from his team. Corb Fucker laying up a little bit short, even with Tyler Lockett coming.
He's one of your 0-2 buddies.
He is one of the 0-2 buddies hunting for a win. I mean, look, his top performers were three wide receivers. And
I mean, he's got Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
But Tyler Lockett's also his flex, so could we see Ryan make some trades? He's got some good receivers.
Yeah, he's got some wheel-and-dealing power.
We'll see.
We'll jump into our next matchup, which is the current number one overall, Baby Bed Disappointment.
A higher-scoring matchup here.
Mm-hmm. Very good matchup. Versus Hud the Stud with 115. Baby Bed putting up a strong 146. I think that is our
This game came down to the last game, right? And
mm-hmm.
it was close. Mm-hmm. The projection was like
Baby
a
was down by three.
He
was down by three, and Hud had the lead. And then they each had a running back going into Monday night.
Yeah. And Aaron Jones scored four
touchdowns on the night, I think.
Yep.
Three receiving, one.
That'll get you the win.
Absolute stellar night.
I mean,
it was a tie game going into it. Both had put up good points. Aaron Jones just took them all the way over the edge. Baby, rest easy.
Hudson's 0-2. But he's scored quite a bit of points. He's probably been the most unlucky manager out there so far. Now to another 0-2 team, the Fort Worth Chodes now. Changed his name to the Chodes, dropping a nice 91 against 3AM DaVinci's 128. Sue had a big old week.
He did.
John, again, had a bad week.
Yeah,
but
two in a row
traded,
for the first
He's got a whole
pick.
New team.
He's looking, so, yeah, we'll get into the trades.
And a new name.
Yes.
He's a Chode.
We're looking at a new team when we're talking about Fort
Will the
Worth.
Chode life change
they
him?
2 week just clean up and clean up the loose ends. We'll see how they're looking after the trade talks.
We've got the Dallas Deep Throats, who pretty much is Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah. We all know it.
Team Starkville Hunt. 105 for the Dallas Deep Throats, 118 for Team Starkville Hunt. Matt starts off 2-0.
Yeah, good for Matt. He's off to a strong start. He got a new player right before the...
He did.
Which we did. I guess we didn't cover.
But Tom, who was...
In our podcast, because we're not...
Who was Tom playing?
It
was the Falcons.
Was on the Falcons, and he...
That was tough. Matt...
Yeah.
Matt had to have been...
Biting his nails.
Yeah.
I mean...
That picture he sent of playing Dan with the entire team in the red zone is scary. A scary sight to see that we're probably... I mean, I guess all of us except for one person are going to see this year.
Yeah.
And Sue, because he's playing on his bye week.
Yeah. That's nice. That's a free dub for Sue.
Yeah. The luckiest man in fantasy.
That's what some are claiming. That's what some are claiming.
We got the Super Stinkers scoring 100 more points than he scored last week.
Yes, very impressive turnaround for Coach Stinker. I'm sure he is very proud of his boys.
Went from the lowest scoring week, one of the lowest scoring weeks we've ever seen, to the highest score.
Yeah, Baby had 146. Stink got 147. I made a
Baby
error.
Yeah, Baby
came in second, I guess. Stink?
Over one and one with one MVP Gauze team. Mm-hmm. Putting up 100.
A very strong Gauze team.
What a rebound. Put up 100, for Stink.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers bounced back.
He dropped a stink bomb on
he
Team Gauze.
He did drop a stink bomb. We said he dropped a stink bomb last week, but he dropped another one this week. And this time
he dropped the real one this
time.
Yeah,
this time it was a 147.
And it
was nice.
It ravaged Mark's team.
Yeah, it did. I mean, Stink went off. He got Aaron Rodgers playing at Aaron Rodgers football. Marquise Brown got himself a nice little tutty in there, I think.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you one thing about Courtland Sutton, if I'm being honest. But
he got
player.
21 points.
Didn't watch the Broncos play. But... He also had another 20-point player on his team, Cordarrelle Patterson, who was traded to him prior to the game. Via.
Was it a mistake?
No, I do not regret my decision at all.
Sure.
Yeah, I would have never started Cordarrelle Patterson.
What about Tony?
I would have started Tony. I would have won, but we'll get to it.
All right. Next up, we've got Kyler Prop Bet versus Marvin's Monsters. Kyler Prop Bet getting its first dub, 102-75, Marvin's Monsters laying a little egg there, kind of. Needed 40 points from Devontae, didn't get it.
Didn't get it, yeah.
I got that
soft
a few
egg,
times. It wasn't out of the question.
It wasn't quite
I got that a few times last year. If only he was Aaron Jones.
Yeah. Aaron Jones took all the touchdowns away from Devontae this week. Still put up a strong 17.
Marvin also made some moves. Got some new monsters for his team.
He did. New monsters have arrived. Just in time for October.
Yeah.
And our last matchup of the week was Knoxville's Cock and Balls with 101 versus your world champion Crimpy Tigers putting up a soft 84.92 points. So
we sent our world champion in... Against the rookie. Welcome him to the league for a second week, and this is his performance. 84 points.
You know, I'm saying we got some things to work out in the locker room. I'll just say that. You know, we're a bunch of new guys. We've had a lot of flow, a lot of trades.
We'll see.
We're just got to get the boys clicking together and make sure Josh Jacobs gets on the fucking field.
He's supposed to play this week.
Yeah.
We'll see about that, too.
If he sits out this week, he'll be fine, though.
We'll get into
if he plays this week, he might get injured again, so I don't even know.
We'll get into players moving around the league here in a second.
Right after this short break. Stat break!
Let's check these stats. So I updated the stats recently on the website. I don't know if anyone looks at anything else on there, but I went ahead and added the wins from this year to our win totals just to, you know,
so we see have those
what
all-time
I, see how
records.
I was looking.
Yeah, for the history books.
And an interesting development here. Well, I guess not really interesting because y'all were tied for most wins, but with Sue's 2-0 start to the season, he now moves to first all-time and wins at 12-3.
He does. He is the DNFT.
And knocks you
for the regular season.
Tied with first place with him. But not only that, you're tied for second now.
I am tied for second.
Because Davis has started out 2-0.
Yeah.
And shares part of that lead with you.
I mean, leads, you can't keep them forever, but it's nice to still be at the top of the win totals. This is for the regular season, by the way. We have a separate playoff column, in case anybody was curious. Y'all go check out the stat sheet sometime. We got some good stuff on there. Got
see where you're at on our all-time
wins
list.
All-time
probably behind me. I'm 9-6. There's only like 4 people ahead of me. That means 11 of you are behind me.
All right, Bob. Don't get ahead of yourself now. You got a lot of football left to play.
That's true. You know who's way behind everyone else?
Who? Jeff?
Jeff.
Jeff off to...
He's 1-1.
He's got one win. That's our least. By...
Some of these people still haven't even passed Harwell.
Yeah, that is true. Yet to pass Harwell is...
In win totals, yet to pass Harwell are Mark Gosney, Daniel Martin, Hudson Anthony, Jeff Cochran, Cole Wilder, Stephen Oliver, Bennett Neese. That's it. Everyone else, congratulations. Except for Andy and Connor, you're tied with him.
Yeah, you have the same amount of wins as him.
All right. Thanks for checking the stats with us.
We'll be back.
And leading off week 2, we have the biggest matchup of all. The muchly anticipated Papa v. Papa. Tall guy Daniel helps to his namesake of being the biggest Papa, leading the greasy 3 a.m. DeVinkies to an easy victory over the Fort Worth Trojans. Mr. McCaffrey's penis was not quite big enough to lead the Trojans to a victory. Not going to do it this week.
Get the fuck out of here, Grandma! This is our
that
show!
That sucks! Get him out! Papa, we gotta do one thing. Never let that guy back on.
Never!
We stick to our game with the Papa v. Papa matchup. And with a tear in my eye, I buried my Papa. But with a new week comes new life. Papa, it's good to have you back, and let's move forward.
I'm down so bad, man.
It's over. Okay. We go now to a magical place. A place of long-haired rookies, Larry Bird memorabilia, and a river flowing with five ants. I'm not talking about Vegas, folks. And of course, Hatmaker didn't have the key to the front door, but he smoked weed with the owner once, and that's good enough to get in. Davis got the party going with his Big Booty Mix Week 2 edition, with hits like, Hurt So Good. Come on, Davey, make so it hurt so good. Play That's through so Marvin Gaye Jones's Grapevine, and was of course produced by Mike Will Made It Williams. Corb got a hamburger helping from Tyler Lockett, who flipped up a 30 burger of his own. But Trevor Taylor combined for 12 points and made the cover of Corb's magazine titled Most Likely to Get Traded. Score to Papi Munyanyu, 102. Corb Fucker, 86.
Aaron Jones just scored as I was writing this, and Hudson said, fuck Adam Jones just scored. This game is not over, but I'm assuming. We head down to Grandma's house as he tries to babysit our favorite little baby. Not so fast, mi amigo. Baby's the daddy this week. What wins championships, Papa?
Defense.
Defense! And that's what gave Baby the boost he needed this week to be a big old boy as his defense put up a team-high 21 points. Never mind that, Aaron's the biggest Dick Jones just crushed Hudson's dreams as we speak, dropping a fat 38 poo-poo on him. Baby's boys had a solid week with 4 out of 6 skills positions scoring at least one touchdown. Grandma only had one receiver eating any of her special cookies as Brandon cooks up 18 points. Grandma's running backs, Lamar Jackson and DW Zeke, put up a good fight combining for a big ol' 51 points. But the baby does what he wants. Yeah, sure. Disappointment, 117, Hudson 111.
That's one big baby, Papa. We head to Dallas where Dan's perfect teeth faced off against an aspiring dentist. The Bucks started hot, red hot, with Tom Cruise Brady doing the mission impossible and throwing for a 30 burger at the 50-year-old.
Solo
by TV was attracting sharks like he was a tornado. Great series, Papa, and spun in a whirlwind to another 2D performance. But as the Bucks' magic faded,
as Albus Dumbledore Kara and Ronald Jones Weasley treated the Headstone like they were Deathly Hallows and combined for 9 total points. Tony Starkville Hunt assembled the Avengers as Captain Russ Wilson, Travis Thor Kelsey, and DeAndre Black Widow Hopkins. That's kind of
saved the day.
Matt goes back to Starkville as he always does, covered in mud and cocky. Team Starkville Hunt, 118. Dusty Threats, 105.
It's the two meatiest boys clashing in week 2, who will reign meat supreme. It's not just stinky this week, it's super stinky. Cordero Patterball led the Stinkers to a much-needed victory after a shitty week 1. I said it's great to be a Genesis Evil. I said it's great to be a Genesis Evil. Sutton finally recovered from his torn ACL and rose out of Judy's shadow because he's hurt, scoring 21 points alongside Marquise Lamar's only receiver, Brown, who pops off again for a solid 22. And then there was Saquon Fartley. He didn't earn his name back yet. Mark's team didn't perform like last week as Tyreek beat your son Hill only had 4 points. All fraternity's favorite player, Cooper Kupp, keeps the NFL a white man's game as he dropped a 33.3 bomb. 333 is half of 666. You know what that means, Papa.
The devil.
Stinky smelling that type of good stink tonight. Super Stinkers 140, reigning MVP. One.
We go now to Monsters University, where Brock taught Zahner a little something about being scary. Just ask Plant Herd. There's nothing more elusive than a stubborn chub running around. That's Chubby. Mr. Chub to you, Zahn. Brock sat back and watched Kyler Jamal Murray run his tiny nuggets all over the field for a 38-point performance. And the Denver defense did their best Doogie impression by swarming over a long-haired rookie. Team Zahner looked dead out there, led by big, sick Joe Burrow, who was giving out interceptions like they were $1 bills at Hannah's.
John
Adams was the only bright spot, but like the founding father, found himself alone in second place in a national matchup. Brock gets his first win going into week 3. A studio. Final score, Kyler Prop Bed, 102. Marvin's Monsters, 75.
Bob the.
You hear that, Papa? That's the sound Derrick Henry hears every night before bed. Speaking of the King of the North, Derrick Henry Ford drove his tractor all over Nashville and straight into Bennick's living room. Keenan Allen Iverson and Josh Ray Allen were feeling it from deep and
got
30 points.
Bye Week's team lived up to their name with every starter failing to even show up to the game. Tua Tagovailoa faked an injury after realizing, holy shit, I gotta play for the Dolphins? How do you fuck me in Hawaiian? Joe suck his own Dixon for 69 yards. Slower, JC! And DeAndre Swift avoided the end zone like it was a lifetime sentence. Someone say murder? Bob gets lucky and celebrates with a Miller Lite to the dome. Final score, Commissioner, I hardly knew her. 111, bye week 65.
That's
the last game of week 2. The Wimpy Tigers are crawling around on one leg this year. A brutal start to the defense year. Rookie to the group, Jeff the Megacock, handled the Limpy Tigers their second L of the year. Quick congratulations to Jeff. Yay!
Yay, Jeff! Yeah,
fuck you! That'll be your only one of the year, rookie! Patty Mahomes! Yes, Jackson Mahomes, brother. Play it! Self dropping an average 27 for himself. DJ more yards than you, and fellow rookie Najee Harris helped cock and ball secure the win with 35 points combined. Crimpy's boys are slowly improving, but have yet to come together. Harrison Williams, bro, double digits and butterfingers. Johnson had a solid 16 points. The Tigers couldn't handle all the cock. The cock and balls are fully erect this week. Knoxville cock and balls 101. WC Kirby Tigers G5.
We'll see you in week 3 from Papa and Papa.
Bum, 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 bum. Woo! Woo!
All right.
Time for recent activity. Let's get into this. There was pretty much a week to redraft that happened for some teams.
Big trade around.
The first one to kick it off was between two of kin.
Two former brothers.
Two former brothers. big trade. To kick it off on before Thursday night football game.
It was after. It was like during the Thursday night game, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
Matt texted me and sent it to me. I traded my first round pick, Austin Eckler, for Tyson Williams and Josh Jacobs. And started them this week. We got to be able to put these people in our lineup.
But Josh Jacobs didn't play.
Josh Jacobs, he did not play, which I'm okay with.
How did it work out for you?
I lost, but... You know, it's still pretty early. We'll have to see with the help
of
Josh Jacobs returning.
Now that you have Josh Jacobs playing with it,
yes,
you can, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll be able to really tell. Because then I'll have, I got good flex options. Another trade. As soon as I made that trade, I received a phone call from my pal Stinky, and he had been shopping around for a running back. And I guess he got the itch to trade. And I gave him...
And what'd you give him?
I gave him Cordero Patterson. For Chuba Hubbard.
And how'd that work out?
Stank really benefited from that trade this week. I can't say that Cordero was going to not really maybe see the light of day for a long time on my roster. And I love him to death, and so I had to get him out there on a team where I know he'd get time on the field, let him spread his wings. And I'm glad that he had success with Stank. I took some insurance with Chuba Hubbard. Obviously not going to do anything for me now, but... In case of injury, it's always nice to have him in the back. So I think we're both happy with it, and I'm happy I got to see my guy Cordero Patterson spread his wings.
There you go. Well, some other notable recent activity. Trade availability update. If Davis didn't already make it clear on the group message, Logan Thomas
is likely
to be traded, if anyone's interested. Let's get into our next trade. Another big trade.
This is a big trade.
We've got John, who pretty much just had a fire sale on his team.
Mm-hmm.
Trade A.J. Brown and Devin Singletary to Connor for Robert Woods and Javonte Williams.
Yes.
Gave Marvin some new monsters to play around with.
Oh, man. That was right in my face.
That's you, Marvin.
That's all you, Marvin.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting trade. I guess Devin Singletary was on John's bench, so he doesn't really probably care about him. And he wasn't liking what he saw from A.J. Brown, wanted to get a little Robert Woods in there. So we both know those are the better receivers in the league. Maybe swapping a little bit of boom or bust for consistency and a little running back switch.
Let's see if this rookie pays off.
Yeah, the rookie running back. Or a, I guess Devin Singletary's a bet now.
Yeah. I mean, I think it works out. Devin Singletary was on John's bench. Now he's Connor's RB2.
Yeah.
So Javonte Williams could be the lead back for the Broncos eventually. Robert Woods is consistent. AJ's a boomer bust. I think it was
I think Javonte did lead in carries this week.
Did he?
I'm pretty sure. It maybe have been by one or two, maybe about 50-50, but I think this week he did. Targets, I'm not sure about. But I'm pretty sure he did out-carry him.
Next trade we've got here, another Fort Worth
this
Chose
is another,
trade.
Yeah, another trade from John.
Traded, me and him working on a little trade, got a little trade done. DK Metcalf and James Robinson, I sent to John for Mike Davis and Justin Jefferson. I didn't really know. I feel like all those players were pretty even.
Yeah. It's a very lateral trade. Nobody got a huge upgrade.
We were both unhappy with the way our teams had been performing. We wanted to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll see how it works out. Who gets the better end of it. Could be pretty even the whole time. I don't know. The next trade I was also a part of. I traded Chase Claypool and Laviska Shenault to Matt for Jonnu and Robbie Anderson.
You got a
tight
end.
I needed a tight end.
Yeah, you've been crying about not having a tight end.
My two tight ends combined for 3 points the past 2 weeks. I just can't have that. Even if Jonnu's like not the gonna be like some like
he could get at least maybe 3 points on his own.
He gets me like 4 or 5 points a game. That's all we want.
So Bob finally I gave up a little bit.
I like Chase Claypool a lot. I was big on Laviska, but the Jags offense got me worried. Got rid of both my Jags players. Yeah. I got out of that.
You were super high on Jags earlier, and I was just never into that.
We'll see how Robbie works out. I had him last year. He gets yards sometimes, but he doesn't produce touchdowns a ton. We'll see, though.
He's got
Sam
a new quarterback,
Donald,
so.
His, a new old quarterback. He was his old quarterback when he was at the Jets.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that works out. Then we have a small trade, Nyheim Hines for Alexander Mattison. I think Sue, that works out pretty well for Sue.
He's got Dalvin Cook's backup. So nice play by Sue to get it, the reserve on the bench. Keep him in the back pocket.
That, I believe, is all. No, we have. Oh, yeah, we're not done with the trades.
We're not done with trades.
We're down. You dropped Amon-Ra St. Brown. You were all about him.
I was. It was necessary for me to activate the hopefully healthy Josh Jacobs. I watched Amon-Ra St. Brown play both games, actually. And while he is a good player, it's just fantasy-wise, he's really not probably going to do anything. So maybe in the future. I don't know.
I think we have one of the biggest pickups of the week, especially for this team. Bennett picked up Daniel Jones after Tua went down. That was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Big pickup for him. I got Hunter Renfrow. I was pretty happy about that. Davis got Osborne. Ryan looks like he's put up his whole team as likely to trade. Jonathan Taylor, Stephon Diggs, Julio Jones, Tyler Lockett, and Kenyon Drake are all up for trade. And Michael Thomas and Ty Johnson as well. But in between Ryan putting all those people up as likely to trade,
We had another trade made.
Matt traded Darnell Mooney and Tony Jones Jr. for Mark Ingram, getting an RB2. We'll see how it works out for him. He's the best RB2. Well, he had Javonte. I take that back. He's the second best RB2 he's had this year.
Yeah. Matt finally got an RB2 that he kind of needed, I guess, his running backs. I mean, he got Eckler, too, so Matt really upgraded his...
He did. He went from Josh Jacobs and
Tyson Williams
to Austin Eckler and Mark Ingram.
Yeah. Well,
it could be pretty. End up being. I mean, we could see it go either way. Honestly, yeah.
Mark Ingram. He's on the Texans, so like you don't really know what's gonna happen there. So Mark Ingram could be he could be good or he could be as bad as.
We'll see. Only time will tell.
RB2s, yeah.
Only time will tell. So let's go ahead and get into the games coming up this week.
All right, kicking off week one, we got our rookie. Week three, we got our rookie, Jeff Cockenball.
Cockenball torture.
Yes.
Playing. It's what he's going to get from me. You
playing
heard
our
that,
commissioner,
Jeff? Bitch.
Playing our beloved commissioner in a matchup of the century, not really. Jeff currently rostering a injured player.
Yeah, projected one.
Projected 101 as it sits with a zero on his roster. So he'll climb up from there. We'll have to see who he puts in his rotation for game time. Take that flex spot. Led by Patrick Mahomes. I think I'm gonna pick. You know,
didn't even talk about my team.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say.
What am I projected, Crimpy?
Bob's projected 115, led by Josh Allen. Well, led by Derrick Henry. Riding on his saddle is Josh Allen. And
Well, you got some new receivers to debut this week.
I've got four new starters.
Four new starters to debut this week.
A new running back, a new starting receiver, Justin Jefferson. A new tight end, and a new flex.
Robbie Anderson. And Robbie's getting the start from...
Robbie's getting the start.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I love it. He's playing on Thursday night. You got to play someone on Thursday night.
You got to. That is true.
Or else what am I doing? Exactly. So who are you taking? I'm not picking this game.
I think I'm going to take Commissioner. He's going to send the rookie rumbling, searching for that second win. He's not going to get it this week.
The cock and ball torture.
Yes.
All right. Next up, we've got Corb Fucker playing Fort Worth Chodes in a battle of the defeated. Both teams 0-2 here. John made a bunch of moves this week. Ryan's projected 101.9. John's projected 114.1. We got Ryan with Trevor Lawrence, Jonathan Taylor, Tyler Lockett, all people I believe he listed as tradable against C-Mac, Dak Prescott, and DK. Two of those John had before. One of those is a new player on his team. One of my former players. Who do we got?
Well, could this be DK's week?
We've had two Tyler Lockett weeks. Is it time for a DK week?
Or is it a Tyler Lockett week again? Because Ryan has him.
That is true. We got DK.
It's a battle of the Seahawks receivers. Which one will prevail?
Only one will get the targets and touchdowns.
Well, I'm going to say Tyler Lockett prevailed last week for Ryan and scored 32 points. And Ryan scored in the 80s. So prevail all he may. I'm going to go with John on this one.
I think I'm going to have to pick John. Fort Worth Chodes going to get their first dub.
All right, next game up, we've got 3 a.m. DaVinci's against Chupapi Munyano. Battle of the undefeateds here, Sue versus Davis, both 2-0. Who's taking their first L this week? Who's remaining undefeated?
So we got Sue led by Dalvin Cook. He will cook. And Justin Herbert.
Who else we got there?
Taylor
Heineke.
He picked him up. Yeah, Fitzmagic went down. I think we covered that last week. Yeah, he picked up Heineke. Strong 2-0 team, Sue is. I mean,
Davis has Jalen, Clyde, and David. Clyde, Edwards-Hilaire, and Montgomery.
Yes. David Montgomery is looking really nice this season.
3 a.m. DaVinci's.
Jalen Hurts?
I think.
Question marks. Justin Herbert? Not as many.
Who are you taking in this then?
I think I'm going to go. Sue puts another tally in the win column.
We're going.
And I think Sue takes this one.
All right.
Davis has been putting up good numbers, though. So we'll just have to wait and see.
I think.
I think it'll be a close matchup.
That. Davis will get his fill of 3 a.m. DaVinci's this week and remain undefeated.
All right. You heard it.
He's pulled every other game out. I feel like he's got this one.
I could see it
he's
happening.
He's a Giants slayer.
I could see it happening. He does slay Giants.
All right. We've got our matchup of the week here. By the way, the game before was 3-4. Sue's 3, Davis is 4 in the power rankings. This is our game of the week. This is 1-2 in the power rankings. Number 2 in the power rankings, Team Starkville Hunt versus number 1, Baby Bed Disappointment, both 2-0.
This
is
our
7-point projection differential here.
Yeah, that's minimal. I mean, this game could go either way. It's going to be a tough game to call. Matt's got a couple new...
He's got some new faces on there. He's got new running back. He's got Claypool.
Yeah, will he slide in Claypool at the flex?
I don't know. I think he's got him at wide receiver 2 right now.
Interesting. Okay. So, yeah.
He's got Will Fuller in as his flex right now.
Yeah, Matthew, I think, is excited for
the
Will
return
Fuller
of Will.
To debut.
A Tua-less Dolphins return of Will.
Yes.
Maybe Deshaun will return.
Maybe.
To
That's
Will's side.
Only one can dream.
All right, so we got Russ, Eckler, and Kelsey on Matt's team. Stafford. New starter Justin Fields and Chris Carson for baby.
There was some trash talks
one
about
10,
Justin Fields today by
one,
Matthew, saying he's going to eat his rookie
true.
Quarterback alive.
110.9 for Team Starkville Hunt. 110.2 for baby bed disappointment. Who you taking?
Baby's got some balls. But my brother has called me out in the past 2 weeks for picking against him. I picked against him twice. I don't want to be wrong for the third time. I'm going to have to pick Matthew in this one. But I think it'll be a really, really good game. Baby has been putting up so many points. And I don't see him slowing down. So I think Matthew's just going to have to boom in order for him. But I have to pick him this week.
I think Team Starkville Hunt, just like the city of Starkville went down to the city of Memphis, it's going to do it again. And Baby's going to win. Okay, so we're differing on that one. That'll be a close one. That'll be interesting.
That'll be a good game to keep your eyes out for. Next, we got Kyler Prop Bet taking on HUD the Stud.
This is a division matchup in my division. HUD still hasn't won a game yet. Andy's 1-1. This one's also a pretty high projection, close game.
Yeah.
Andy's projected 110.4. HUD's projected 108.8. Kyler versus Lamar matchup here.
Mm-hmm.
Goff versus Teddy. Sam Darnold versus Zeke. Andy's top three projected stat leaders are all quarterbacks. Interesting. And two of Hudson's
are quarterbacks.
This is a quarterback battle here. Too bad you can only play one of them at a time.
I know. Too bad. This will be an interesting matchup. I mean, Kyler, as of right now, has had 2 weeks as the top fantasy quarterback.
It's true.
Don't really see him slowing down too much. So if he keeps that pace up, it'll hard to be picked against Andy. However, that being said, HUD, if only he was starting the better Dallas running back, Tony Pollard, over Zeke, then he would maybe have a shot. But as long as he's got Zeke in that spot, it'll be tough for him to win. HUD has put up really strong numbers, even though he's 0-2, and I think that it won't be enough to overcome Kyler.
You think Andy's winning?
Yes.
All right. I think that HUD will get lucky this week. Get his first win.
Oh, it wouldn't be.
It'll be a big division win. He'll even him and Andy up. You know, I'm gonna get that win. I'm gonna move up. So Sue will probably lose. We'll probably be tied there at the top by next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
If you could believe that.
I'll believe it when I see it.
We've got a Marvin's Room battle here. The battle for Marvin's Room itself.
Yeah, we
do. Marvin's Monsters versus the Dallas Deep Throats. Maybe we'll get a duet out of this one.
Maybe we will. I mean, this could end.
This one's another close projected game.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good matchups this week.
Connor's projected 102.1. Dan is projected 104.7.
Well, let's see who the Bucks play this week.
That is true. Who is do it the Bucks division play game? This week? I believe they play the Rams.
Ooh, okay.
That's a tough defense.
That is a tougher defense. You'll be.
We'll see.
However, that being said, Brady is Brady.
It's Tom. But Antonio Brown has been put on the COVID list.
Has he now?
And will not be playing this week.
Oh, that's something to look. How did Antonio Brown get COVID?
Strip club.
Did he?
I don't know. That's an unfair judgment.
That is. I mean, Antonio Brown, you don't know a thing about him, Bob. Have you ever met the guy?
I've seen videos of him doing some weird stuff.
Well, does that mean that he went to a strip club? Is that what you assume?
It was a massage therapist that he farted on.
He did do that.
So, yeah. I mean,
wouldn't surprise
will me. That impact this game? They don't have a player that farts on massage. I'm sure Gronk's farted on a massage therapist.
I'm sure he has. I'm sure Brady's farted on a massage therapist.
Probably. His son. I mean, I bet he's farted on his son.
Probably.
All right. That's besides the point. Who are we taking?
All right, both 1-1, both good teams. If Connor could get his quarterback situation figured out, which I think he might be starting Kirk.
Kirk Cousins.
I think he might be starting Kirk. Then the Bucs are coming out firing, and so are the Saints, and I'm giving it to Dallas Deep Throats.
All right. JC on the Deep Throat gang. I'm going to go with Connor on this one. I like the trades he made. I think they'll work out for him this week.
Have we picked opposite for every single game?
We picked the same for John and Ryan. Sorry, Ryan. Next up, we've got a Nashville battle of roommates here. Team bye week. Bennett Nees versus the Super Stinkers, Steven. What will we see from the Super Stinkers this week? They're projected 108.7. Ben is projected 109.7. This is a close game.
Will we see
Bennett got that quarterback, Daniel Jones. That's big.
Both Bennett and Stink have been.
Let it be noted that Daniel Jones is projected higher than Aaron Rodgers this week.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow. That is something to know.
0.3.
But it's really hard to predict this one because Stink has dropped it.
Both of these teams scored like 150 one week and then had the least amount of. Yeah.
They're two least consistent. They both have had the most points in one week and the least in the other, and they flip flop weeks.
Yeah.
Of which one did that? So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with this?
If that's the case, if they're going to flip flop weeks, then one would think that it's Bennett's turn to win. So who are we taking in this?
I'm going to have to go with. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to go back to his 1 point ways. I'm going to have to give this one to Stank.
Stanky?
Yeah.
I am going to go Bennett on this one. I think it might be a rotating schedule, and it's Bennett's turn. Now we have another battle of roommates that live in this house.
Yes, we do.
Crimpy going for his first win against
Mark.
Crimpy is projected 97 points. I believe he's the only person projected under 100 this week, and Mark is projected 108.8.
I'm not worried. I was looking at my team. My team's better in every way.
I am picking this game, and I think you will sadly go to 0-3. I think Mark's going to win it. His team's looked pretty good so far. He gave me the work.
Yeah, so, he did.
I mean, we'll see.
Right now, our pick'ems, Bob has gotten 8 right and 7 wrong, and JC sitting at a cool 69. Gotten 6 right, nice 6-9 in my picks, and I should have not picked this week. Should have just sit at 6-9 all season. I'll be back at 6-9.
You know who else has a 6-9 record? Like half of our league.
Okay, coming in heavy.
Total wins. Less than shape, I'm petty. Will Harmon.
I think it took me 6 weeks.
It took me a little bit longer than that, but I already passed.
This is not last year. This is
you're right. Well, we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.